here with head golf coach Jeff Parks. Coach, talk about today's round for the Bulldogs.
Wasn't pretty. Tough day overall. Did not play up to the expectations that I had for sure, or theirs. Not really sure what to pinpoint it on. We played a little later in the day when there was some wind, but you know, some other teams played later in the day and didn't seem to bother them as much as it bothered us. Just didn't execute some of the shots we needed to. Travis kind of had a rough day. Blankenship didn't hit as well as he needed to, and we didn't really just light it up like I thought we might.
How do you turn a rough day like today into a positive day tomorrow?
Well, the biggest thing is they've done this throughout the year. This isn't the first time they've had a bad round. It's probably one of the higher rounds we've had, but they're Bulldogs for a reason, and they will fight through it, and there's no give up in them. And it'll be a tough struggle now, and then they've got their work cut out for them. It'll be interesting to see how they perform tomorrow, but sometimes a good swift kick in the teeth will wake you up really quick. It's not that they weren't wanting it. Might have been they wanted it a little too much, and the pressures of the event might have got them today, and hopefully they can relax and go play golf tomorrow and get out to early jump.
You kind of answered my next question is the pressures of, you know, being talked about being the first team to win a WAC title and even make an NCAA tournament appearance. Has that been kind of weighing on their minds entering this week?
I wouldn't say it's weighing. They know it's there. They know what they're up against. But, you know, that pressure is a privilege. They've earned it throughout the year. They've been able to put themselves in a position to where they have the right to feel that. And, you know, right now it's probably weighing on a little bit more than what it should just because they want it. You know, it's something that they work hard for. And you know, that's something that we've talked about is winning the conference tournament. It's been our goal since day one. So we've got a lot of work to do now to get it done, but you know, they can shoot low scores. They're very capable of it.
Did have a bright spot today. Sam Morgan really shot the ball fairly well. Talk about how you thought he did his 18 today.
Sam played well. He played solid. He just he didn't do anything flashy, which was part of our game plan to come out, keep the ball into play, and you know, just play golf, which. Some of the other guys had some struggles keeping the ball in play, and you know, it's desert conditions, and when you miss the fairway, it's tough to play. Travis just wasn't the fairway issues. He missed it from his iron play, which is usually pretty strong for him. So hopefully tomorrow they'll be able to turn around and hit some better shots and make some putts.
Talk a little about the terrain, the climate here. Very foreign environment for Tech. Not used to playing in a desert climate, whereas most of these other teams get some experience throughout the year. Does that have much, if any, of an impact on this tournament?
No, there's no excuses. I mean, we're used to trees and swamp, but, you know, when you play dry, arid conditions and it's a little more target golf, but it's still golf. And, you know, they got to hit it to a specific spot, and they didn't do that today. And, you know, what it visually looks like or what it feels like in maybe arid conditions, that's just no excuses.